Thank you, Dave. We'll get back to you.
This is the U.S. Marine Corps band.
Oh, yeah. Noisy as hell, and we're ready to shout about it.
Playing something called the Moray Perth.
What?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
It's a loud mother.
Loud. Very few people, though. Look at that. Probably the smallest loud band or the loudest small band in the country.
Well, I think that's what happens when you get rid of the draft.
I think a small number of Marines is probably louder than a small number of any other human.
Well, their slogan is, we're looking for a few good loud men.
That's right.
So they got it. That band, incidentally, is formed each year for the express purpose, it says here, of marching in the Tournament of Roses parade. So when you wonder where your tax dollars are going, you're looking at it.
You know, it's funny. I read a report once that says 85% of any group of Marines you see have been sexually assaulted while in the Corps. Isn't that something?
Well, the Corps is what? Their word for the latrine? Or
no, that's where they get assaulted, Harry.
Oh, the Huntington Sheraton Hotel here in Pasadena has presented a float entitled The Armchair Athlete, and here to give us his critical viewpoint on it is New York Magazine reviewer John Simon.
Thank you, Harry. In a virtual psalm for decadence, the Huntington Sheraton has mustered a particularly vicious assault on the unsuspecting parade watcher. We view a viewer viewing what is ostensibly a sporting event, the slack Neanderthal features of this bubus Americanus, and I find myself wondering if it is too late to renounce my citizenship. This is John Simon back by the moon.
Devastating.
Lucky there wasn't an actress on that float.
Doesn't he enjoy anything?
I would give him a Sudafed, first of all, and clear up that condition before I do anything else. Hey, those of you who want to do amyl nitrates, I'd say this is the time for your first popper, because this is a real pretty float.
Boy.
From the American Honda Motor Company. And this is the only float in the parade without a catalytic converter.
Yeah, the sky's the limit. That's part of the balloon weirdness.
Three gigantic hot air balloons sway back and forth through drifting clouds over miniature buildings, houses, and trees. The American Honda Motor Company's the sky's the limit.
What do you think of
a nice statement.
Colors are working with each other there. I know
it's too much pastel.
Is it?
You know, I'm not a technical-minded person. I'm not looking at this on television. But it's too pastel.
But didn't you once say you can't go wrong with pastel?
Yes, but I was talking about separates.
Oh, man.
These are chrysanthemums, calendula, Vanda orchids, my favorites. I think a Vanda orchid in a lapel is such an elegant touch. You can't believe it. Dutch iris, gladiola, carnation roses, and green tea leaves. And those were the balloons, not the real balloons. They had real balloons, too. I want one. Can I get a balloon, do you think?
Yes,
we'll ask them.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
okay, I would like one.
Can Blackwell get a balloon?
Because if I go to Jimmy's this afternoon and don't have a balloon, then that will kill me.
They won't let you in.
They won't let me in.
Are you going to work the Mardi Gras this year, Mr. Blackwell?
What do you mean work?
Well, there was some talk about you being Grand Marshal of the Mardi Gras, just as a taste consultant.
I'm going to go down there. I'm going to... Oh, here's a girl being arrested.
Girl being arrested. This you won't see on your TV screens. Somebody was actually busted.
That's so
right
sad,
here.
You know? But if she just had put on a little makeup, I think that wouldn't have happened.
Well, you know, with a crowd of 2 million here, there's always going to be some girl who won't wear makeup.
I know,
makeup,
but you come here New Year's morning, and, I mean, really, you
always... She looked like a hangover in a lot of ways.
You owe it to people.
Well, why don't we go out to the field while we have a moment, because I see we're getting signal that Kurt is out there with a very
Kurt
interesting interview.
Kurt is out hosting.
So, Kurt, to you.